page 23. 3. Listening and speaking. It's really interesting that... A. Listen. 5 people are reacting to information from the article on page 22. Which topic does each person talk about? Write the letters A, B, C, or D. 1. Maggie.
Yeah, that seems to make sense to me. I mean, I know that kids who get into books tend to do well in school and everything. Every time somebody says that their kid just took a reading test and, like, did really well, they always say, "We read to him all the time." So it's not surprising that there's a link between TV and school, or that it has an effect on grades. Though, on the other hand, one good thing about TV is that there's a lot of good educational stuff on it, too. Like the History Channel or the Science Channel or whatever. So, maybe it depends on what you watch.
2. Howard.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem with TV. The point is that when you watch TV, you're not outdoors playing and running around. What I'm saying is that it's bad for kids to sit and do nothing but watch TV. But what's important is that a lot of kids aren't just sitting and watching TV these days. You know, they're playing video games and those interactive sports games. Have they done any research on that?
3. Daniela.
Yeah, I've just been reading the research on this, and what it says is that when small kids are in front of the TV, their parents are not communicating with them. So, you know, it's obvious that it takes them longer to talk. I don't think TV is such a terrible thing, though. There might be better programs and worse programs, and you have to sort of be involved in what they're watching. You know, if you watch TV with your kids and talk about the shows, then that can actually lead to an increase in their vocabulary and everything.
4. Isabel.
It's interesting that kids do that. Yeah, my parents said, you know, when we were younger, my sister and I copied stuff all the time. And that was their biggest reason for getting rid of it. My mom said she could always tell kids who watched certain shows because they had really bad manners, and yeah. Though it's unlikely that TV is the only reason for bad manners. It's probably a lot more to do with family, you know? Family probably has the biggest effect on kids in teaching them good manners.
5. Tony.
Yeah, I'm sure it has a big impact on kids. I mean, they want to buy the things they see on TV, and most of the commercials are for junk food, and all that unhealthy stuff, sodas and everything. I know that it worked on me. I guess what's good is that people realize it now, and there's a lot of effort to help kids make healthy choices and to get out and play. There are a lot of programs like that now around the country.